My homegirl Kiana. Okay. She's a cool ass black girl. Just solid. She was like, nigga, you gotta see these fucking videos. And she sends me young Pat D. Lucky, still not in LA yet, videos. And I was like, he's got something for sure.
Yeah.
And then that turns into a migration to the West and, you know, a delve into this, like really doing this industry thing. And so, unbeknownst to you, I just want to let you know, I've been a fan much longer than you should even know of because of Kiana. So, don't
well,
shit.
Well, shout out to Kiana.
He sees you.
I don't even remember how I met you or when I met you.
Out here. The first time I saw you in person, you were with Yaya and y'all were at Walmart coming out buying all your stuff. And I just ran up like, give me these groceries. And y'all were, you were like, what the fuck? And I'm kidding.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was the first time.
I remember that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So get one cliche question in, right? People always want to know, like, what's your influence for comedy, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear anybody famous.
Oh, no, my family.
What you mean?
My characters are based off real people.
No.
Swear to God.
Who?
My famous KO character is based off of one of my sisters, and literally, that's how she acts.
Really?
I'm dead ass. Like, anything that you can think of, I mean, like, okay, for instance, let me give you an example. Let's say Chick-fil-A don't give her a straw. No, they better give me my straw because, okay, don't give me a straw and I'm ready to fight. And it's like, over a straw?
I'm 10.
So I based that character off of her because she was just always like an influence in my life. Huh. And I just brought comedy out of it versus it just being like, God, this person is like crazy or this person is like, you know, dangerous. Right. But yeah, my female character is based off my sister. My guy character, his name is P. That's my best friend, P.
Mm-hmm.
My mom character is based off my mom. And just so people don't get confused, I'm just going to say, not my mom-in-law. What's the word? Godmom.
Okay.
So my mom is very known for just like looks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then like my godmom, mom, I love you, but she is mouthy. So that's where I get.
What's her name?
Becky and Shannon.
Okay, shout out to both of y'all, Becky and Shannon.
And at first, when I first started, a lot of people, like my family, was like, no, that's not me. That's yeah, it's you.
Nigga, that's you. Yeah, that's right.
It's you. And then my grandma, which a couple weeks ago, I stated her name for the first time in a video. And mm-hmm. I said, oh, yeah, baby, my name is Virgie. And that's my grandma's name.
Virgie.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you're from?
Florida.
Yeah, but the Everglades.
No, Gainesville, Florida.
Virgie? That's the Everglade name.
Who you know from the Everglades?
Virgie. Who I gotta know? Virgie, Becca, Shannon. These are some... It's all two syllables.
Nah.
In case there's a gator coming. You guys don't have no long names. It's all quick
Your
stuff.
Your real name, Nate or Nathaniel?
Nate.
Nah.
Daniel.
Yeah, you from the Everglades.
Yeah, and that's from the Bible. That's a country ass name. Ain't no Virgie in the Bible. That is from... That's from the, she makes a hell of a cornbread. Virgie?
She can throw down.
You see what I'm saying?
She can throw down.
Virgie will knock your ass back. Come she's over actually, eating Virgie food.
She's actually known for her potato salad. Like, it was at one point we were like, yo, we need to try and get this in the stores and sell it.
Really?
Yeah, she's known for potato salad.
And that's serious because people don't eat everybody potato salad.
They really don't. People don't eat everybody food either.
Yeah, but they fuck with Virgie. Shit.
Come to the Everglades, even though I ain't from the Everglades.
So tell me this, right? So you make a character, it's based off your sister, and you take, like, you know, the funny, the highlights of her. But in real life,
mm-hmm.
how has she influenced you? Not her character, not the comedy, like you. Like, how has she influenced you?
Mainly just the main thing my family grew up on was being you. You know, that's what my parents, my siblings, I'm the youngest of six.
God damn.
Four sisters, one Virgie. Brother.
How many grandbabies Virgie got?
She, if she tell it, baby, I got, I'm in the 20s. I'm like, come on. Really? But on my mom's side, I'm the youngest of six. And on my dad's side, I'm in the middle of three.
Got it. So like a Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Okay.
So mainly just be yourself, and you know, don't be afraid of anything in life. You know, you can conquer anything you want to do as long as you put your mind to it. My sister, me and her were always now, together.
The sister, where's she at? In she the was, six or the three?
The six.
Okay. She's, yeah. And she's the oldest?
She's the youngest girl.
Okay.
So it's four girls, my brother, and then me.
In that order?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she's
the youngest girl.
Right. So your brother, then you've got it. So you guys were spend a lot of time around each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we were the youngest
some
three.
Families that are like that, they don't. Like, say the oldest of six ain't really fucking with the youngest of the new three.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how my mom's family is. She's like, man, I don't really. Charletta be doing her thing. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I mean, we was a real close family. My mom was the type, I'm going to work to open that door. Not even if it's for me. You know?
Right.
I can open up my own door to my house. So if anybody else comes to the house, don't open the door. So my oldest sister would watch all of us at times, plenty of times. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's when, you know, shit went down.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be around the house fighting and trying to sneak out, getting caught. Or you do sneak out, don't get caught.
When you did sneak out, what'd you do?
You just went to the park, that's when I played baseball a lot. Just hang out in the neighborhood, the city.
What city, though, if it ain't the Everglades?
I grew up in Waldo, Florida.
Huh?
Waldo? Like, where is Waldo?
Okay, I thought you were saying Waldorf.
No,
Waldo.
Yeah.
So, when y'all went into town, mm-hmm. what city was that y'all went to?
Waldo. Okay. But, oh, well, you saying, like, town, like, it's Gainesville.
Okay, so you were literally right in Gator country.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And I moved to Gainesville in the ninth grade, and then, I mean, but it's all, like, technically the same.
Yeah, it's all the Everglades. So
it's not the Everglades.
So as a kid, when you start to develop your sense of humor and you're in this smorgasbord of a house with siblings and developing your own personality amongst 10 people,
mm-hmm.
11 if you count your mom. Pops was around?
No, they're two different households.
Okay.
Yeah.
So primarily you were in the household with the six or with the...
It was six of us and then my mom.
Wow. So, yeah. So there's 70 of y'all all in one crib.
Yeah.
And she's like, be you. Don't be nobody else but who you are.
Yeah.
So would you say that that is the first sign of your, you know, your strokes of genius to who you are today?
Yeah. I was always the entertainer in the family, you know.
How to talk about that?
So...
Black people are like, get in here and tell man, come hit this little dance.
Come over here and no, like.
Go to bed. You fucked it up.
Yeah, as soon as you did. Now get out my face.
Damn.
You don't want me to do it again?
Hey, go to bed.
I mean, anything like, you know, when we would watch movies growing up or like movie awards or TV shows, anything. As soon as it went on a commercial or like it was paused, whatever it was, I was always reenacting it to get a laugh out of my family.
Mm.
And then that happened to go into school, and I got kicked out of school a lot because I was always trying to entertain my classmates and not learn.
Mm.
So, I mean, I was just always the entertainer. I always loved and wanted the spotlight and then always wanted a rouse out of people, like, laughing-wise. Mm-hmm. Like, whether they were in the mood or not. And I mean, like I said, I grew up with four sisters. So, you know, everybody's tension and levels and whatever it is, they're aggravated. One's not. One is. I was always the one that would go and bang on the door and scare them or try and get a laugh out of them because that's just who I was, you know. I just wanted that spotlight and just entertain.
I wonder what they did before you came along. It had to be hella boring.
They was bored.
Finally got a cool-ass little brother.
I know they was bored.
Doing stuff, you know what I'm saying? Just, oh, he hella fun. So what did they call you?
Pat.
Everyone calls you Pat?
I mean, a lot of my family calls me Patty.
Oh, okay.
I mean, my nickname is Pat, and then...
Your nickname is Pat?
I mean, my nickname is Pat D, but Pat D Fast is like Patty.
What's the D for? Pause. I don't know what you're about to say.
Well, I would hope my family don't call me Pat D for the D.
People call their baby stuff all kinds. Come here, poo poo. Like,
no, it was just
cause he was fucking in my motherfucker when he was a baby.
Oh, God.
They do. People have all kinds of names.
It was just a nickname, and then when I started working, that's how I got the Lucky. Because my birthday is March 17th, St. Patrick's Day.
Get out of here. And I seen the four leaf clover. Show them so they know what I'm talking about. He got the, I was like, he either loves cereal, but that's tough.
So when I was in high school, my dean, me and her were like really, really close. She would look out for me a lot.
Wow.
And
you needed her because you would not have finished. A class clown needs the principal and vice principal, a dean's help to survive and walk across the stage.
Oh yeah,
she saw something in you.
Shout out to Miss Green. That was like my second mom too, but
third mom got it.
Yeah, that one. But no, one day she was like, "Yeah, your birthday's March 17th. You got to get a four leaf clover one day because when I turned 18 in high school, I had got a tattoo, and I was like, dang, I'm gonna think of that." So this was like maybe my fourth tattoo. And when I started working, people at work started calling me Lucky or Lucky Charms. So that's how I picked up the name Lucky. And then, you know, when I built my Instagram, Pat D Lucky. But
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
What was your first tattoo? The one that the dean?
On my back, it's my parents, all three of my parents' name.
Both?
My mom.
And two daddies.
I guess you could say my god mom and then my dad, but. I'm only saying God.
Get the dean on there too. Throw her up there
with a stack of papers. No, I just my first tattoo. I wanted it to be meaningful, and which all my tattoos are. But I got all three of my parents' name first.
That's dope. So my first tattoo was this right here, a rose with my mama name on it, which is pretty bland. But me and all my boys were going to get tattoos. With the Black and Mild logo, with the M on Mild flip, so it said Black and Wild. We were gonna be the Black and Wild boys. And so when we got there to get it done, my first homeboy was like, "I'm doing it, yeah, yeah." And I was like, "I feel like I should do it like maybe like the next time I get this done. Yeah. Like I want one like for my." And they were like, "You punking out?" I was like, "It ain't that. It's just I got $50, bro, and I'd rather get one on my mama if I can't get two." And they were like, "Man, go ahead."
And how old were you?
17. Like, we weren't even supposed to be getting tattooed yet.
That's what I was about to say. Like, right. Yo, your first tattoo. This
is usually something stupid.
You know well, no, saying? But, well, yeah, a lot of people do. Yeah. But I was going to say, your first tattoo, you are 17. Most places, you got to be 18. Mm-hmm. But you show up at the house like, "Mom, I got a tattoo." What? Well, you got your name on it. And make it a little bit better.
But I told her I was going to get the Black and Wild. She was like, "My baby going to go down there and tear his body up. He going to just destroy his body." So I came home and had the whole wrap on it and all the gauze on it. And I started unwrapping it. And I'm like, "Tell me if you like my Black and Wild thing." She was like, "I swear, you got me looking at this.
You got my name?
You got me on now. You got a whole moment right there in the kitchen." Yeah, for sure. So you got all three of your parents on your back. That had to be something to unveil.
I mean, I was 18, so I got it for my birthday. I actually got it on my birthday. And I went and got it when I came home. I showed them. I showed my mom, and I went to my dad's house and showed them, and they were like, "What?" Like, they didn't even know that I was getting it. Yeah. So that's dope. It meant a lot to them. But, yeah, I mean, I got a family tattoo. All my siblings have a family first.
Oh, that's the famous Stars and Straps?
Yeah.
So you got that right when that was hot?
Yeah. I was the first one to get it.
Right? Five.
Yeah. I mean, it's all good. It still looked good. But, yeah, I mean, my family, like I said, even though they're two different sides, like on this side, on my dad's side, and on my mom's side, we're all still like real close and good.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So are you, this is what I asked a different social media creator. It's interesting because I'm a stand up. So a lot of my questions come from that vein. But I think I'm different in regards to stand ups and how they feel about social media. Influencers, because I appreciate y'all and I understand the grind because I do some of the internet shit too. So I can ask a question from a different perspective when I say I get it. But what I want to know is when you made your first leap to LA, right? What time did you set on your clock? If you're like, "If don't nothing hit, I'm going home." What was that first?
I haven't even hit it yet.
No, but you had to have set, given yourself a time limit.
I said 5 years.
Five.
Mm-hmm.
And so you feel like there's already enough stuff going on that you
No, and even if, because I was going to school to be a firefighter, and that's, I pushed that to the side to move out here.
This is crazy.
And when I'm
going to fight fires
in
the Everglades. And so, so you,
Not the Everglades.
So you come to L.A. with a firefighter skill set. The whole city, first of all, the state's on fire twice a year, and you're doing nothing. So what?
I mean, I got a water.
I got hose.
I got a water hose. I was going to EMT school and I was going to go into fire school, and I pushed that to the side because I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go visit LA, see how it is, and then I linked up with Cornell. He was the first person I ever met off social media, and then the second time we came, I met Matt, and then the third time we just moved here. And that's when I told myself, like, I'm going to give it 5 years. And if nothing ain't really popping, I may need to figure something else out or move how I operate.
Right.
So I'm rolling up on 4 years. And, I mean, I wouldn't change it for the world. Like, I love what I do. I like entertaining. There's people that's been out here for years, and they don't even have, like, the publicity that I have. And it ain't no shade. It's just.
It's shade.
No. Nah. But it's like shade. People in the industry.
I've done more with less time than you.
No, because it's social media.
It's shade.
You know, it's okay. Like, it's, I don't want to say old heads, but.
That's shade too. Talk your shit, Pat. Why are you trying to. You're censoring you. Give me who Pat is. I'm old ass, lame ass. What are they?
No.
They bullshit. I've been here 4 years. They got my own. Like,
No.
That's what it could be.
What I'm
if
saying.
If I had Hennessy
is...
in these cups.
Boy.
See? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, what I'm saying is like. You know, I've been rolling up on 4 years out here, and since social media is what it is today, we have that platform and platforms to be out there in front of people that we never even met. And there's some people that's in the industry, and they've only done like maybe a commercial or a show, and they're still trying and trying and trying. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I have that advantage because I'm on social media grinding and doing everything. So it's like Hollywood and social media are two different things. Oh, and different. They are.
Okay.
I say social media, you can be more yourself and like actually have like a solid fan base. Mm-hmm. Hollywood, you can, but you don't really get to see your fan base, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Like, I'm in my comments all the time. I mean, overall, like, I don't really have like a lot of negative comments, but I'm in my comments all the time, and I love commenting back and reading it and just getting that feedback. Like I said, whether it is good or bad, that's criticism. You
can't
know?
Do that on an episode of Wildin' Out. Or,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have like, live stream comments say, coming in to see how it's being received.
Yeah, like they want to see this different than that, or I want to see more of this than whatever this is. Like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, when that show came out, Will and Carlton and all them, they weren't seeing the comments and how people were thinking. Social media, now it can be a good thing and a bad thing because
bad.
Some people can be real sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get in those comments and you start letting it get to your head, that could be a bad thing.
Right.
But if you get in those comments and it starts boosting your head, that could be a bad thing too.
So how much of your review process or your process for going through comments and just seeing, you know, the general feeling of people is led by the sentiment of, I don't give a fuck what they're talking about. I'm going to do me.
That's pretty low. You okay. know, like, I guess to the sense, like, I would consider that negativity, mainly because if somebody got in the comments and was like, why are you wearing wigs for comedy? Because I'm going to do me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't look at it as wigs. And when I first started, there was like a wave where people were like, wow, y'all wearing wigs and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I don't look at it like that. I look at it as a character. You know, like we got some of these old rock stars that would wear wigs and mess with thousands of women. Y'all ain't never point the finger at them. Rest in peace, Prince would dress the way that
he wore wigs.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying like the way that he dressed.
I feel you. Yeah.
But Blouses. Prince was that dude. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think that people are so stuck on being not simple-minded, but I would say small-minded on just what they were taught or what they heard or just the way that they look at life. I don't look at it like that. You know, I'm being successful. I'm not on drugs. I'm not in jail. I ain't hurting nobody. If anything, I'm trying to make people laugh. And if I'm not making you laugh, man, press the block button.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? So overall, like since I've started, my comments have never really been too harsh, too bad, anything like that. But yeah,
is there Is there any that stick out where you're like, God damn, that was a good one?
Overall, I would think people still stuck on this. The ones that really do kind of stick out is, what's your race? What's your ethnicity? What are you? And I'm like, I got to answer that. You know what I mean? Like,
you don't, but if you want to, you have the opportunity to go on a radio show / podcast and say it.
Hosted by Nate Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, you know, well, nigga, what are you?
I'm mixed.
With?
Black and white.
No. How much
black? Me and him the same ethnicity.
He looks Mexican.
Me and him ain't. Nah, I'm sorry. My mom's white. My biological father is black.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But my biological father is like his color, so I took more of complexion of my mom. If you see my siblings, I've got it my whole life.
They say you're adopted.
Why are you the white? Mm-hmm. Why are you the white one? Are you adopted? How's your brother black? Like, I'm like, I don't know. I've been getting it my whole life. So reading comments and stuff and seeing people say it on social media, at first it did kind of like bug me, but then now it's just like, bro, whatever. Who cares? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just figured this out, I think, last year or 2017, but Logic, the rapper, he's mixed.
For sure.
I didn't know that. He posted a picture of his dad, and I was like, what? And then now I'm
like. Have you posted a picture of your dad?
I don't know him.
Like, you've never even seen a picture of him?
Well, I've seen him. I've met him, but, like, I don't, like, know him as a person.
You could have just said no.
What?
Did you haven't posted a picture of him?
Oh, no.
Are you so? As the success thing is coming and things are growing better, do you intend to reach out to Pops? Like, hey,
no, man, I'm good.
You fucked up.
No, that's a whole backstory, but I'm good.
Solid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your mom is a superhero.
Yeah.
Got it.
She raised six.
That's a lot of kids. How do you intend to have a family?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Not six.
What are you going, more?
Hell, nah. Two and I'm good. Maybe three, but that's it.
That's it.
Something got to, hey, whoa, hold on now.
You going to get your forever home in L.A.?
I've thought about that since I've been here. I mean, you never know. When that money come in, people change and stuff.
You going to change.
I don't know.
I'm going to start saying nigga loud and stuff like that.
No. I'm more of a humble person, like. I don't feel like money would change. Like, if anything, I'm going to look out for my family, you know? And that's what I've been doing. Like, I give and treat them better than I was before, because back then I didn't have a lot of stuff to give or do. So, you know, birthdays, Christmas, just because it's a Wednesday, you know, I look out for my family and I send them stuff, do stuff for them. But no, when I get that check, I would like to invest back home. But I probably would get, you know, something here.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's where a lot of people mess up. They get that check and then they blow it. I want to get that check, invest, and make sure I keep getting checks.
That's real.
And then I can get that dream home.
So, you're in year four of a 5-year experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And you're happy with what you're seeing
as
for results. What would you say is next? What would you say, what are you writing down for your biggest, like, the goal you highlight? Like, I gotta get that. Like, this is next.
So.
And what are you doing to work towards it?
Well, it's funny you ask that, because I just LLC'd myself, like, as Lucky Productions.
There you go.
So, overall, like, what I want to do is, you know how, like, Adam Sandler and Tyler Perry always have reoccurring actors and actresses, and they have their own independent movies, and they sell it to, you know, production companies. Universal, holla at me. But that's overall what I want to do. I want to be able to make my own independent films and then sell them to production companies, whether it's Netflix, you know, because the world is changing.
Well, I think it sounds like you want to be a production company and sell your stuff to distribution.
Yeah.
That's dope.
I meant, yeah, because I said to other productions.
Right, right.
Yeah, distribution. So overall, like, that's my overall goal. So last year I just LLC'd myself, and this year the overall goal is to get one of those movies out of there, if not two or three.
Okay, so how, what are you doing? What are you doing to put your goals in to bring them to fruition?
Well, I've been trying to meet up with Wayne, Kevin Hart's manager, because I've had a conversation with him. And he said, you know, I'll help you. I believe in you.
Wayne 215?
What is that?
The big dude in their group? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's not his manager.
Who is Wayne then?
Wayne is just his homeboy who he has doing stuff. He was managing things on the road and handling after parties. And for a while, he was helping with bringing content creators over to Heartbeat Productions.
But yeah, that's him.
Okay.
That's why
all doing that. Joey Wells, Naeem.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I had a conversation with him, and I mean,
it was a promising conversation.
I wouldn't say promising, but he was just like, you know, if you need help with something, let me know. I got you. Okay. And I mean, that's what I want to try and do. I do know other people in the industry, but I think with Kevin Hart being who he is and it being stamped with Hart Productions, also with Lucky Productions, you know, something could happen.
Well, yeah, it's going to have to. Otherwise, he ain't going to do it.
Yeah.
Kevin is about his wins.
Oh, yeah.
Dope. So are you? Is there anything that you're doing where you're saying, look, I'm grabbing this by the horns. I'm master of my faith. I'm the captain of my soul. Like the Invictus poem states, where you are – it's a your project. It's a thing you're developing. You can't be fired from it. It doesn't. It's not contingent on another person blessing it. It's a Pat D. Lucky thing.
Oh, I mean, well, I've been working on getting series out for like, you know, YouTube and Facebook. My biggest goal was last year where I accomplished, you know, getting the Lucky Productions going.
Big, big deal too. Congratulations. Yeah,
appreciate it. And I mean, right now, like, since I am known and I have a presence on social media, I have to keep that going until I do graduate and make it to the next step mm-hmm. or level. But right now, yeah, I would just say that's what I've been doing and trying to get out there is like series and, you know, better content, really. I want to start filming, you know, like Dave Chappelle and Key and Peele, like how they film their sketches and stuff. Not that I don't do it now, but I just want to like upgrade, do it better.
Okay. Now, what would you say was, and this isn't the cliche, when did you start? This is once you're already going. This is young Pat is already working, already grinding, already figured out I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying this. What was the thing that happened or the moment that clicked for you where you were like, I'm going to take this all the way for real, for real?
When I visit LA?
First visit or the Cornell visit.
Yep. I probably had maybe 300,000, 300 something, but I didn't start.
You stumbled across 300,000 followers mm-hmm. without even deliberately trying to make.
Yeah, I was just doing it for entertainment. Like
for fun.
Yeah, just entertaining people on social media and just the feedback and getting, you know, hundreds of thousands of views. And then, boom, you hit 1 million views and then all the thousands of comments. I didn't really make money off of, no, I didn't. I didn't make money off of social media till probably like 265,000. And when me and Cornell, I met Cornell at 7,000.
Okay.
And Cornell used to always tell him like, yeah, bro, like you should start like posting for people or putting music in your stuff, like whatever. And I was like, no, you know, I work, you know, I like do this for fun. And then when I hit like 200 and something thousand, we were talking about visiting LA. And somebody hit me up, and I posted something for them, and I was like, damn, I just got paid $700 to post that for 7 hours?
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kept going and going and going, and I was working a full-time job, plus going to school, and once we came out here, I was like, all right, I'm about to get, you know, serious. And I saved up, you know, saved my checks from work and everything, and then was still doing social media posts and stuff, and that's when I came out here and just was like, yo, what's good, LA?
So what was your last job then?
I was a patient transport supervisor at a hospital.
So you drove ambulances?
No, I sat at a desk.
And told ambulance drivers where to go?
No, the people in the hospital. Like, they were going to pick somebody up from a room and take them to x-ray.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how'd you quit?
And the funny thing is, I'm still cool with both of my bosses.
Okay.
And the head boss was Ryan. My other boss was Thomas.
Shout out to Ryan and Thomas.
Right. So when I knew, because I had came to LA, so I took like the weekend off or whatever. And then I came back and then I called out sick. And then the next day I called out sick. And then I went to work for like another week or so. And then I called out sick. And then Ryan texted me. He was like, yo, real shit. Like, he's
real
funny.
Shit.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers is in this hospital not knowing where to move shit at and move it to.
He was just like, you going to quit, bro. Just quit. And I was like, all right, man.
Nah, so he wasn't looking out for you. Ryan, fuck you, bro. You know you should have fired him and then so he could get
unemployment. He told me that.
Nah, he should have fired you and then gave you unemployment if he was really down for your ass. Let you just quit and be on zero and then follow your dream.
Ryan would have got these hands. Nah, I'm playing.
So, dude, I wanted to do just a quick, you know, chop it up with you and meet more who Pat was. And we did that, but we didn't. So you're welcome to come back.
All right.
You're welcome to come back. But meanwhile, just for the sake of time and how long these are intended to be, now's the time to tell them the end of the episode stuff about where to find you.
I strip on Saturdays, and then I get up and go to church on Sundays.
Same outfit?
Yeah. No, I'm playing. I'm Pat D. Lucky on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Pat D. Lucky. Check me out. You can hit that follow, that like, whatever it is.
Yeah, man. Everglades.
Oh, God.